Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I are talking about learning from the landinvestors.com online community.
I learn something sometimes from our community. I love it.
Every day I go in there.
Yep.
You know, every week I go in there probably twice a week, maybe three times a week for sure. And one time a week to spend a ton of time pulling the questions down for this show.
Right.
For all these shows. And man, I just, every Jill can attest to this. I'm like, this is an amazing tool.
It's the greatest.
It's truly an amazing free tool.
Yep. And we'll talk more about that here. Yeah. I have a lot to say.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Stephen Kish asks, hello. For those that use either Congress Realty, $299 list free, or Broker Direct MLS.com, as low as $85 specialist fee, what is the commission structure you are using in listing to get deals done for selling land? How low can you go and still attract buyers, agents, or is that even an issue? Thanks, Steve.
Let me give some background real quick before, and another community member is going to answer the question. Mm-hmm. When you go to sell a piece of real estate, in the past, you have to hire a real estate agent, or a lot of people thought you had to hire a real estate agent, and they would charge you 3-6% of the sale price, depending on the terms that you sign.
Right.
There's this thing called fixed price MLS that came about recently because of the internet.
And that was the only way, what he's saying is that hiring the agent used to be the only way to get it in the MLS.
Yes. Now you can do this thing where there's this fixed price MLS, these services that are online.
Right.
They're tech people that happen to have a real estate license and can legally have access to their MLS.
And put properties in there for
you. Take all your information for $50, $80, $100, $300, some number like that. And they're not going to give you any services at all. They're just going to post it on the MLS so other realtors can see it because they have buyers and sell them their property.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's just a listing service.
His question is, that's great. So
I don't have an agent with me. That's not how I'm getting it in the MLS.
Well, his question is, that's great. That takes care of one side of one agent in the deal.
Right.
The listing agent.
Right.
You pay him $50 or whatever you negotiate and nothing else. What about the other person on the other side that's representing him? What do you do?
Is it still going to attract people? Because I've made it clear that I'm not using agents here is the thing. And he's right. So one of our members, Christian, hello, Christian. Christian wrote and answered to him, Stephen, you can put whatever you want in that section, such as 3% or a flat commission like $1,000. Or you can simply put $1. The buyer's agent will likely call you up and ask you what the $1 is all about. At that point, you can explain that you expect the buyer to cover their commission, that it won't be coming out of your pocket. And that's if you choose. You know, MLS requires something to be in the commission field, and just putting $1 in there is sufficient. And that's the same thing that we've done. So usually that's what I do, is like, I like the $1 or a flat or like a real low percentage to get the, just to get the ball rolling. And you can update it depending on the feedback that you're getting. And also too, it depends on the property price. If I'm doing a $10,000, you know, couple acres somewhere property, you know, most agents aren't going to be involved anyway. I just need to get it out there so more people see it. And so putting a dollar in there is just so I'm getting the traffic. But if it's a $300,000, $400,000 commercial property, who's usually involved in those? There usually are agents and brokers involved. So I'm gonna put something in there maybe a little differently.
That's the academic version. Here's how it really works. You list it on the MLS for $300 for 6 months, and they do all the work for you, that the listing at work for the most part.
Right.
Two types of people call you. People that are represented by, that want to buy it. People that are represented by a real estate agent. And the real estate agent is going to say, if you don't put in 3% of the purchase price, they're going to say some version of, what the hell?
Right.
Why do you, this is how I make my living. You can't just pay me $1,000 fixed. Right. So academically, it sounds great to put a dollar in there or $1,000, but in fact,
you don't want to piss them off.
But yeah. And in reality, you're going to pay them 3%. And in some land deals, you're going to pay them 10%. If they're huge deals, you can actually stick your middle finger up and say, I'm going to pay 0.5%. But they're stuck because they have to clear it with their broker. Broker's never, this is all old school, right out of 1968 methodology. It's all propped up like a house of cards.
Right.
So, or if you're lucky, and this is what really happens a lot of time, because the MLS itself is so prevalent on the internet, like on places like realtor.com, the buyer will contact that listing broker directly, the guy that you paid $300 to. And if he's a cool guy, like the ones that we work with, he's going to say, hey, Joe Smith called me from Seattle. And
here you go.
Yep. Here's his information. He wants to buy the property.
That's
then
how
close
it goes.
To yourself.
That's exactly how
nothing.
It goes.
And that's
usually you're paying for that service. They're just kind of putting it in there and passing it through to you.
And that's how it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. And in the future, that's how the whole real estate environment will work. Real estate agents will go away.
Yep.
Thank God.
I know.
Today's topic, learning from the land investor, landinvestors.com online community. This is the meat of the show. I love landinvestors.com.
Me too.
Here's the story of Land Investors very briefly. Jill and I started Land Academy, and almost immediately, we had a flood of requests for people asking us, well, who else is in the community? Can I contact this person? And all these questions and all this stuff. So
like, I have a little thing I want to ask about
Jill
this
said,
or that or this or that.
I'm going on vacation. Can you do something about this?
I said, we need it.
And
community.
So this is literally what happened. So I spent 36 hours personally developing the Land Investors website. And it's to this day. Yep. Lots of tech people, our staff now maintain it. And it's, you know, I'm taking a lot more credit than I should. But it's the best thing, still the single best way to get questions answered and to really interact with our community, because that's what this is all about.
Exactly.
You know, this is a community. There's people ask us, what's different about you guys than other people? We have a community.
Yeah, support.
Full access to the community.
Support. Yeah.
I know you have some stuff
included
to say.
Included support. That's huge. And I know people that have said that's what made it for them. It's great. Oh, great. I mean, like, oh, great. I know how to do this. I bought the book. If I don't have the tools and I don't have the support, I can't get these questions answered. For a lot of people, that's it. That will sink the ship. And we do all of that. So, yeah. So what I was going to say, too, is I love... Our community is fantastic, and that should be, whether you're a member or not, it's free to you to use. Go get an account, get in there. That should be your number one place at 3 a.m. to go get questions.
Yep.
You know, there might be somebody on there at 3 a.m. with you, by the way. There's several people, I am sure, that are on there with you, because we have people all over the world in our community. So you can get answers pretty fast in there. Also, it's got... What now going on 4 years of knowledge in there, so you can search and probably find the answer to whatever it is that you're faced with right now. So use it. My favorite way to describe this is our community. Number one, they are you, they were you, and they will be you. I just came up with that.
I love
it's
it.
So cool. So
totally
they are
true.
You means it's your community. It's your people. Where else can you go talk to somebody that knows exactly what you're talking about? Pricing offers. You don't have to explain it to somebody. You can say, hey, what did you think about this? I have a question about that. Have you ever had this situation? They understand it. They're right there doing it right alongside you. How great is that? They were you because maybe you have something you're dealing with something that's a little more advanced. Their business is a little bit bigger. They've done more transactions. You know what? They were you one time. They had their first deal too, once upon a time. We've all been there on deal one, every single one of us. So just because you're on deal one doesn't mean you're alone. So ask them those questions, and they remember being that person, and they will happily help you. And then they will be you, meaning someday you're going to be that guy. So you can look at it two ways. Like, you're going to be that guy saying, I remember when it was on my first deal and someone helped me, and I'm going to help you and then get you there. So that's one way to look at that. The other thing is, you're looking at these people like, holy cow, look at the deals these guys are doing and what they're talking about and how they're arranging this, and their business has grown and all that good stuff. I'm like, oh, that will be me. I'm gonna follow that guy. I'm gonna, you know, connect with him or just this group or whatever. That is our group. You know, that's it.
So. Imagine doing this alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else? Can you imagine, like, becoming a medical doctor alone? No, there's all kinds of programs and internships that are required.
Right.
Before you can actually practice by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, in any real job situation that matters, you've got all kinds of training. And then for their whole career, you're sitting next to somebody that's doing a different version or the same version of you are, so you can collaborate. So you don't want to hold yourself up and just do this alone without utilizing the resources that are available to you, especially now the way that the internet is. So, you know, this is Organization Week. We're wrapping up Organization / Motivation Week. Landinvestors.com, I don't care where you are in your career, is an unbelievable resource.
Yeah.
You know, we use it now to do partnership, to partnership deals with people.
Right.
And I think it's safe to say Jill and I are at our, like, rounding out the curve of our real estate investing career. You know, we do a lot of deals a month, big deals a month. Right. And we're finding that it's easier and more fun for us to fund other people's deals as partners than to actually go out and source the deals ourselves. Although we do both. You know, so we still use the resources that we've created. All these resources that we created, we were already doing it internally.
Yep.
We just web-enabled them so that everyone can use
right.
them.
Stuff we use, too.
So whether you're brand new or you're on your almost 16,000th deal like
right.
we are,
you will get something out of it.
Resource, yeah.
Absolutely get something out of it. Even if you're not really, we have people that are in our community just being money people. They have figured, they know who we are, they know what we're all about, they know how smart our community is, they understand how we're getting our deals, and they just want to be the bank, you know, and they go, I know that they're in our community, they're saying, hey, I don't want to send any mail, but thank you, I know your concept, and I know how smart you guys are. I've had so many people reach out to me from other similar but other communities, or just even other buyers of at a certain level, wholesale buyers, saying, I always know when I'm dealing with a Land Academy person, man, there's a yeah. difference. And yeah. I'm like, thank you very
well
much.
Said.
I appreciate that. So, well, that's it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for Finance Friday.
Woo-hoo.
With me, Stephen, Jill, and our guest, Justin.
Justin Sliva will be here. That's awesome. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You know, I'm going to write a blog on this because I think I'm next to do the blog for
yeah.
us. And I'm going to really get, this would be a good one I can get into a little more detail too about what we just talked about, because the value of this community is amazing. So... And I can't wait. We're about to do it again.
I'm proud of it.
With House Academy.
Yeah.
So sit tight. If you're a house person and you're here just kind of listening along, just say, all right, guys, I get what you're doing. I want to do it for houses, or I'm a flipper. You know, that's really in my soul, but I need to buy it better. And you want to know what that is? Sit tight. It's coming, and we'll have our own community for that too.
Yeah.
Wherever you are watching or listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.